It's music's greatest decade. Tom Tarando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tarando with songs from another year, music's greatest decade.
The year is 1966, and music is changing across the spectrum. Billboard's number one hits for this year feature Simon and Garfunkel, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, The Supremes, both Frank and Nancy Sinatra, Petula Clark, Lou Christie, Donovan, and The Mamas and the Papas. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler stayed at number one for 5 weeks with his smash hit Ballad of the Green Beret, and the Association held the top spot for 3 consecutive weeks in the fall of 1966 with Cherish. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando. Welcome back to Music's Greatest Decade on GRHSI Radio. Count 'em. 27 different songs were called the number one hit in the country over the 52-week period from January 1st, 1966 to December 31st, 1966. The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel and We Can Work It Out by the Beatles traded number one status for the month of January, alternating holding that top spot each week until replaced by My Love by Petula Clark on February 5th, 1966. Here now is The Sound of Silence and We Could Work It Out back to back on Music's Greatest Decade.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light to split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echo the wells of silence. And pray to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls. Silence.
Try to see it my way.
Welcome back, everybody. Petula Clark recorded My Love at Western Studios in L.A. and recalled later, "We recorded three songs in that session. I liked the two other songs quite a lot, but I really didn't like My Love. I thought it was a bit ordinary. I thought it was just a bit flat." She went on to describe how she tried to discourage Warner Brothers A&R man Joe Smith from issuing My Love as a single. "He's a very small man physically, about the right height for me. I was able to get hold of his lapels and I said to him, 'Joe, I don't care which of the three songs you release, but do not put out My Love.' And he said, 'Trust me, baby.' Well, Smith did, in fact, okay the release of My Love as a single, and it returned Clark to the top of the U.S. charts for the first time since Downtown, her breakthrough success. My Love spent 13 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, reaching number one for two consecutive weeks in February of 1966, making Petula Clark the first British female to have two U.S. number one hits. This is Petula Clark with My Love on Music's Greatest Decade.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that can ever change. Something that I never felt before. You are always on my mind, no matter what I do. And every day it seems I want you more. My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. Change my love. Once I thought that love was meant for anyone else but me. Once I thought you'd never come my way. Now it only goes to show how wrong we all can be. For now I have to tell you every day.
Lou Christie with his number one hit, Lightning Strikes, on GRHSI Radio. Written by Lou Christie and Twyla Herbert and recorded by Christie on the MGM label, Lightning Strikes progression on the charts around the world went like this in 1966. First, it became number one in Canada on the RPM Top Singles chart in January, then to number one in the U.S. on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in February, number three on the New Zealand Listeners chart in May of 1966, and number 11 on the UK Record Retailer chart, and finally the RIAA Certified Gold status for Lightning Strikes on March 3, 1966, for selling over a million copies.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a chain pin. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? start walking.
These Boots Are Made for Walking. It was written by Lee Hazelwood and recorded by Nancy Sinatra. It charted on January 22, 1966 and reached number one in the U.S. on Billboard's Hot 100 chart the week of February 26th. Nancy Sinatra managed to hit the number one spot on Billboard's chart 4.5 months before her dad reached that spot with Strangers in the Night on July 2nd, 1966. Many cover versions of the song have been released in a range of styles: metal, pop, rock, punk rock, country, dance. Among the more notable versions are the singles released by Megadeth, Billy Ray Cyrus, Haley Reinhart, and Jessica Simpson. Up next, The Ballad of the Green Beret by Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, a patriotic song in the ballad style about the United States Army Special Forces. It's one of the few popular songs of the Vietnam War years to cast the military in a positive light, and in 1966 became a major hit, reaching number one for 5 consecutive weeks, beginning March 5th and ending on April 2nd, 1966. It was also a crossover smash, reaching number one on Billboard's Easy Listening chart and number two on Billboard's Country Survey. Staff Sergeant Sadler recorded the song and 11 other tunes in New York in December of 1965. The song and album, Ballads of the Green Beret, were released in January of 1966. He performed the song on television shows in January, most notably the Ed Sullivan Show and other TV programs, including Hollywood Palace and the Jimmy Dean Show. We'll follow Ballad of the Green Beret with Soul and Inspiration by the Righteous Brothers, which stayed on the chart at number one for 3 weeks. Then Good Lovin' by the Young Rascals that followed in the number one spot for a week. Here now, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler on GRHSI Radio's Music's Greatest Decade.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Thank you. but at least I have you. How can you walk out alone? I ain't got nothing left.
listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tirando.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Monday Monday was written by John Phillips and recorded by the Mamas and Papas using background instruments played by members of the Wrecking Crew for their 1966 album, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears. It turned out to be the group's only number one hit on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, and the first time in history a song by a mixed gender group reached the top of the charts. Phillips said that he wrote the song quickly, in about 20 minutes, and then the group recorded it. It stayed 3 weeks in the number one spot before losing that spot to Percy Sledge and When a Man Loves a Woman. Less than a year later, in March 1967, the Mamas and Papas won a Grammy Award for that song as the best pop performance by a duo or group. Following Monday Monday, you'll hear When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge, then Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. Here are the Mamas and Papas, Percy Sledge, and the Rolling Stones with their number one hits from 1966. And we'll see you on the other side of all of those tracks on Music's Greatest Decade.
started to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. Flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Both When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge and Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones each held the top spot in 1966 for two consecutive weeks, bringing us to the week of June 25th, 1966, and Paperback Writer by the Beatles. It was the second Fab Four hit to reach number one in 1966 and was the bread for the Frank Sinatra sandwich with Strangers in the Night in between. So, Paperback Writer, Strangers in the Night, then Paperback Writer again, before they both yielded that top spot to Tommy James and the Shondells' hit, Hanky Panky, which muscled its way into number one for 2 weeks in mid-July 1966. All right, first up, the Beatles and Paperback Writer, Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra, and then on to Tommy James and the Shondells with Hanky Panky. All on Music's Greatest Decade on GRHS iRadio.
Paperback Writer.
paperback writer.
Exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. A glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right.
My baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does the hanky panky.
Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky.
walking on down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, baby, baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
You're real low inside now.
Hey, my baby, does the hanky pain?
Listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
That last song, Hanky Panky, was written by Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich for their group, The Raindrops, a 1964 recording by the Shondells, later was reissued in 66 under the band's new and more successful incarnation, Tommy James and the Shondells. That's the best-known version, reaching number one in the U.S. in July of 1966, residing there for 2 weeks. Also staying at number one for 2 weeks is our next song, Wild Thing, by the Troggs, voted number 257th of the 500 greatest songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. Wild Thing is a song written by American songwriter Chip Taylor and popularized by the English rock group The Troggs. It was originally recorded and released by the American rock band The Wild Ones in 1965, but it didn't chart. The Troggs single reached number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart and number two on the UK singles chart a year later, in 1966. Wild Thing has been copied and covered by many artists over the years, but this original has an unmistakable opening sound.
Come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything.
You make my heart sing.
Summer in the City by Love and Spoonfuls was written by John Sebastian, Mark Sebastian, and Steve Boone. It appeared on their album Hums of the Love and Spoonfuls and reached number one in August 1966 for three consecutive weeks. The song features car horns, jackhammer noises during the instrumental bridge to represent the sounds of the noisy city streets. The song became a gold record. It's ranked number 401 on Rolling Stone's list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. The last 4 months of 1966, the top song on Billboard's Hot 100 list was an eclectic collection of tunes produced by Donovan with Sunshine Superman in early September, two by The Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love, for 2 weeks in late September, and You Keep Me Hanging On in mid-November. The Association stayed at number one for 3 weeks with Cherish, The Four Tops with Reach Out and I'll Be There, Question Mark and the Mysterians with 96 Tears, Johnny Rivers had Poor Side of Town, reached number one for the week of November 12th. The new vaudeville band leased out the top spot on Billboard's Top 100 list with Winchester Cathedral for three non-consecutive weeks. The Beach Boys charted at number one with Good Vibrations, and two songs by Davy Jones, Mike Nesmith, Peter Tork, and Mickey Dolenz performing as The Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville, and the last song to hit number one in 1966, I'm a Believer by The Monkees, reached the top spot on New Year's Eve, December 31st. So, kicking off the final 4 months of 1966, here's You Can't Hurry Love by The Supremes, which stayed at number one for 2 weeks in September, and Cherish by The Association, that stayed an incredible 3 weeks in the top spot of Billboard's Hot 100 list. The Supremes on Music's Greatest Decade.
She for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me tight. I keep waiting, I keep on waiting, but it ain't easy, it ain't easy. But mama said you can't hurry up, no, you just have to wait. She said trust, give it time, no matter how long it takes, you can't hurry up, no, you just have to wait.
Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a lie to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have lying here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
Cherish by the Association. The Four Tops claimed the number one slot with Reach Out, I'll Be There, and the Supremes are back with You Keep Me Hanging On at number one for 2 weeks in November 1966, and we have Johnny Rivers' number one hit, Poor Side of Town. First up, the Four Tops, then the Supremes, and we'll conclude this segment with Johnny Rivers as we move through, rather, the number one songs of 1966.
Confusion. can you tell me how much you missed me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
The California beach sound was mighty welcome in the middle of winter 1966 when the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations hit the chart. It stayed for just a week, the week of December 10th, followed by Winchester Cathedral. That song by the new vaudeville band moved back into the top spot for two consecutive weeks of its three-week run, in late December.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitement.
days by my excitations by my good vibrations by my
to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Music publisher Don Kirshner didn't think that the Monkees had reached their full potential with their number one hit, Last Train to Clarksville. So Kirshner called up Jeff Berry and asked him to find a song that was right for the Monkees to sing and hit number one again. Berry suggested Neil Diamond's I'm a Believer, and the rest is music history. I'm a Believer had an advance order for more than 1 million copies, RCA's highest ever advance order for a 45 RPM. Here's Davey, Mickey, Peter, and Mike with I'm a Believer, the number one song on New Year's Eve, 1966. We certainly appreciate you spending some of your valuable time with us. You've been listening to Music's Greatest Decade on GRHS iRadio. So long, everybody.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. The more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles on Music's Greatest Decade.